Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 47 to 59.
Allah is now focusing on the ni'mats upon the Bani Israel. The reason for that is explained in the note which was given yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to the Bani Israel in their era. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered many exclusive favors upon the Bani Israel. And the Bani Israel knew about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew about the Quran. They knew about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basing himself in Medina Munawwara. They were the first people who were supposed to accept him, but they were the first to reject him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. In this ayah number, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ, ayah number 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not be the foremost among those who reject the Qur'an. When you reject the Qur'an first and you are people of knowledge, whoever follows you and is misguided because of you, you will bear the repercussion of their going astray as well. Anyway, in this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the favors upon the Bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives full details. We begin with ayah 47. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O children of Israel, recall and recollect my favors which I bestowed upon you. Udhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Remember my favors which I bestowed upon you. Why? Why should you remember the favors of Allah? So that it spurs you on to gratitude and obedience. When we reflect about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats, we are only overcome with a sense of gratitude, and we should be stirred to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I certainly favored you with many privileges over all other people in your era. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will detail that from ayah 49. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا, ayah 48, guard yourselves against the punishment and reckoning of a day when no soul shall offer any compensation on behalf of another. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there will be complete independence from everyone on the day of Qiyamah. Neither will intercession be accepted from anyone for one who has no iman. If a person has no iman, there is no possibility of anyone interceding for him. Nor would a ransom be taken for redemption from hell, nor, and they will not be assisted in any way. So on the day of Qiyamah, fear that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whilst this message is to the Bani Israel, it is the same time it's applying to us that we should fear the day of Qiyamah when all relations will be cut. There will be no way around and nobody will help anyone in any way. So the first favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them privileges over all nations in their time. Second favor, ayah number 49. Remember the favor upon you when we rescued and delivered you, that means your ancestors, from the people of Fir'aun. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Medina Munawwara, they were still fasting on the Ashura to celebrate their freedom from Fir'aun. And what was Fir'aun doing to you, who subjected you to a grievous torment, slaughtering your sons and leaving your daughters to live? يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. Surely there was in that subjugation a tremendous trial upon you from your Lord. The third favor, ayah 50, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the ocean for them. And recall when we split and divided the sea for you, creating pathways in the sea. Then we saved you from drowning. Allah ta'ala says, and drowned the people of Fir'aun, وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Whilst you looked on as they were drowning, you saw your enemy drowning, and that was a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the ocean for you, 12 pathways, and you were saved from drowning, and Allah ta'ala showed you with your own eyes, Fir'aun and his people were drowning. Fourth favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they wanted the Torah, they wanted a book of guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and when we stipulated 40 nights for Musa alayhi salam, وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلًا, so that he could receive the Torah. Musa alayhi salam had to stay in i'tikaf, in seclusion, for 40 days. But what happened in his absence? You took to worshipping the calf. They began to worship a calf as the deity, thus becoming transgressors for doing so. So they wanted the kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the Torah. That is the fourth kitab, the fourth favor. The fifth favor, ayah number 52. Even after that, then too, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ, we pardoned you after that grievous crime, so that perhaps you would be grateful. After committing shirk and worshipping a calf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardoned them, but the pardon also came at a price. We will see it in the next ayat. The sixth favor, ayah number 53, and remember when we gave Musa alayhi salam the scripture, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and the criterion to distinguish between virtue and vice, so that perhaps you may be rightly guided. We gave you a divine scripture. Seventh favor, ayah number 54. And remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his people, Ya qawmi, innakum zalamtum anfusakum, you surely have wronged yourself tremendously by worshipping the calf. Fatubu ila bari'ikum, so turn back to your maker. And فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, the tawbah will be accepted. How? The innocent among you should execute the culprits among you. Those who want the tawbah to be accepted, they should be executed and the tawbah will be accepted. Because they committed the crime of shirk in the presence of a Nabi, they worship the calf as a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is better for you in the sight of your maker. So he relented to you upon carrying out this instruction. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, indeed he is most accepting of repentance, most merciful. The eighth favor, and remember when you said, O Musa, we will never believe you. لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى, we will never believe you that you say the Torah is the word of Allah. We will never believe you unless we see Allah in plain sight. We want to see Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then a thunderbolt struck you with lightning for this disrespect as you were looking on as the light, as it unfolded. You saw the thunderbolt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their lives. They said, we want to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number 56, ayah. Then through the supplication of Musa alayhi salam, we revived you. After they died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them after your death, so that you might be grateful again to Allah. Ninth favor, the ruku'. And we made the clouds shelter you in the period of confinement. For 40 years they were confined to the desert, when they refused to make jihad. In that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the clouds shelter them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extraordinarily provided rizq for them, sent down for you manna and quails, saying, eat from the wholesome things which we have provided for you. But they were told not to store it. They were told every day your rizq would come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should capture it and acquire it, but you should not store it. However, they contravened the law in this regard, and they did not harm us by that, but it is their own selves which they were harming. The tenth favor, and remember when we said to you, enter this city, Jerusalem, or Jericho, and eat freely and liberally from it wherever you will. Make your way through the gates, bowing down humbly and saying, Hitta, O Allah, forgive us for our sins. We shall then forgive you your sins, and we shall increase abundantly for those who excel in good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, but the wrongdoers changed the words to a statement other than what they had been told. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, say, Hitta, make tawbah and istighfar. They made a mockery of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon the wrongdoers a punishment from above because they were yafsuqoon, they were defiantly disobedient. We go to the recital of these ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون صدق الله العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك إن شاء الله we'll continue on next Wednesday إن شاء الله